Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Homer Ezel. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Carlisle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dudley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Zanuzer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Paul Zanuzer. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mostill scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ezel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zanuzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Calm moves to second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship bunts towards first. Toth scoops it up and throws to first, with Wamsgans covering, for the out. Calm moves to third. Krause moves to second. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zanizer has Com trapped. There's the throw to Ezel and over to Heving, who tags Com for the out. Kraus moves to third. Ma still moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tote moves to third. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heving for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk scores. Hooper moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kraus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Com moves to third. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 0 in the game. Blankenship is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Zanizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanizer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ezel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma Still. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Ma Still steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma Still scores. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Buster Ross now pitching. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still who is chasing the ball. Boone reaches third base with a triple. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlisle hits a fly ball into center field. Ma Still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boone tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Wamsgans covering, for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hooper scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Johnny Ma Still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma Still is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ma Still hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebbing hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball four. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ezell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Hebbing and he is safe. Davis steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hebbing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Boone reaches third base with a triple. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carlisle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ross is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ezell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ma still hits a line drive towards short. Lee reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two triples. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Boone reaches second base with a double. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Carlisle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carlisle moves to second. Two outs. Tex Vash pinch hits for Dudley. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlisle scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-3 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Connolly now playing shortstop. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Fauck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fauck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fauck hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Connolly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Williams pinch hits for Buster Ross. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons now pitching. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstad bunts towards third. Calm fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Calm. Williams moves to second. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ezell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ezell bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Flagstad moves to second. One out. Mike Van Groen now pitching. Ray Schalk now catching. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and two triples. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Flagstad scores. Boone moves to third. Two runs are unearned. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.